Turning to sports now on KNKX, Mariners fans are wondering who might be next as the team continues to rebuild following another disappointing season. The M's traded pitcher James Paxton to the Yankees this week after already sending catcher Mike Zunino to the Tampa Bay Rays. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says he wouldn't be surprised if closer Edwin Diaz also gets traded at some point. Art talked about what's happened so far and why. Art, the Mariners' 17-year playoff drought is older than Twitter, Facebook, and iPhones. The changes they're making now, it really doesn't feel like they're done yet.
Oh, they're not done, and they shouldn't be, because they have a lot of work to do. And the fact that they have traded James Paxton and starting catcher Mike Zunino in the same month, they have signaled that they're done with the incremental developments that have created this mediocrity. They're rebuilding. Words that general manager Jerry DePoto doesn't want to use. But in fact, after trading Paxton to the Yankees for three prospects, he said, "We're taking a step back." And I'm saying, stepping back from what? There was nothing there. They're stepping back from air to air. And that's, I think, the frustration for Mariner fans. From ground level, these transactions make some sense because they offer a direction. The Mariners are giving up on 2019 and probably 2020 in order to have a contending team by 2021. That makes sense. But from the standpoint of longtime Mariner fans, this is a signal event that the Mariners are actually acknowledging they can't be competitive. And so why would fans invest in tickets?
Well, can fans take comfort in what happened with the Houston Astros going from the Lastros to World Series champions?
Well, that is the template right now that's most popular, and it's been a tactic that a lot of teams have adopted when they know they can't contend.
Well, let's talk about who the Mariners got trading Paxton to the Yankees.
They acquired two young pitchers and a young outfielder, and only the one pitcher, Justice Sheffield, has had as many as three games of major league experience. These are all, in the baseball terminology, prospects, young players who have not played at the major league level. So there's an automatic risk involved in these guys because they haven't established themselves. I think a lot of Mariner fans would have preferred they get a young player with veteran experience, but the Yankees said no. And that tells you that the Mariners, I think, gave away a lot to get back players who aren't going to have a major impact on the 2019 season.
It's not the first time that's happened between the Mariners and Yankees.
Yes, the last time the Mariners traded with the Yankees and got their number one prospect, which Sheffield is, they got catcher Jesus Montero, who proved to be a large bust. That was for Michael Pineda, who didn't work out well for the Yankees either, at least in terms of durability. So the Mariner fans have a right to their skepticism about this because they fear getting burned again.
Well, in the trade with the Rays, giving up Zunino, looks like the team may have a starting outfielder.
Yes, Malik Smith is probably a good leadoff hitter and a center fielder. He is a player that they think they can anchor a lineup around. So that's a good thing starting in 2019, but he's not enough to fill all the holes.
Well, as the Mariners go through this tough transition, what's your advice for fans?
Maybe they can pick up on soccer. The baseball season in 2019 is going to be difficult because only the hardcore folks are going to understand that this roster in 2019 is a transitional one, not likely to contend. But the emotional impact is very difficult because the Mariners finally are acknowledging that they are not good enough to compete, even though that's been a subtext of a lot of their seasons over the years. This is an admission by stepping back that next year is all about development and the future and not about the now. And Mariner fans are going to have to decide, whatever this field is going to be called, I guess it's going to be T-Mobile Field, is it worth an evening at the ballpark to see a team that isn't going to be competitive? It might be for some. I think for a lot of people, they're going to be staying away.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.